Hey guys, my name is Crystal Kenny, and I'm in love with creating. All things artistic and imagination involved. I'm an American girl who chased her creative dreams all the way to Paris, France, making a living using photography. This podcast takes you inside the stories of all the artsy folks I've met along the way and gives you that extra push to discover your creative gifts. The desire to create is deeply inside each and every one of us, and I give you the tools and inspiration to find a new way of living a more creative life. This is La Vie Creative, the podcast. So welcome to the show, Heidi. How are you today?
Good, thanks. Yeah, how are you?
I heard about you from a past guest who I think you've done some collaborations with, Manon from Lost in Translation, and I'm so glad she recommended you today.
Yeah, so Manon and I are good friends, and we regularly collaborate. I run tours before the screenings from time to time.
Perfect. You can work together and cross promote, which we always like. I find a lot of that in Paris. There's so many people doing new and exciting things that a lot of people are collaborating. It's really good to see.
Yeah. And a lot of them are women.
So let's go back to the beginning. Talk about where you're from and what brought you to Paris.
So I'm from London. I'm guessing your listeners will have heard of London. And I've been in Paris since 2014. I really just came here on a whim. It wasn't a total whim. Like I had a friend living here and I was a bit stuck in London. I'd worked like maybe six jobs by that point. Wow. Some were unpaid internships. Others were really like just desperately boring jobs. And so I hadn't really found my groove, so to speak, in London. I've always loved France. I've always loved the culture here, the language. I started speaking French as a teenager when I would go on exchanges in Lyon. So yeah, it sort of felt like a fun adventure to go and live in Paris. But that was really it. It was an adventure. I didn't have any job lined up or anything like that.
That was quite brave. You're like, I'm just going to go for it. Why not? And you were kind of a Francophile already. So that helped that you had some of the language experience too. So you landed here and then what happened from there? And now you run this tour company called Women of Paris. Was that how you started or what led you to that?
No. So I started working just as a regular tour guide to begin with. And that, you know, I thought would just last the summer. But it turns out that I really like being a tour guide and found the history of the city so fascinating. There's so much to talk about. There's so many interesting places to visit, et cetera, et cetera. And then I had a friend. In fact, no, sorry, it was my aunt came to Paris to visit me and she came on a tour with me. And at that time I was working for, I don't know if you know, Sandemans. This is
yeah,
pretty big company and they run tours all over Europe. I'm pretty sure they came up with the whole like free tour model.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was offering these free tours and you can't see me right now, but I'm doing the like entre guillemets, sort of like in quotation marks, finger gesture, because it's not free for anyone, not even, well, the guide pays the company to work for them. Anyway, that's another story. But I was doing that and it was a kind of introductory tour. So we would visit like the major sites and talk about the history of the city. And my aunt, at the end, she said, you didn't mention any women or you mentioned like one woman or something. And it hadn't occurred to me. And then after that, I was just so horrified that that was the case. And then I started that kind of got me realizing how male dominated the city's narrative was.
Yeah. And why do you think that is? I mean, I think I actually even did that tour my first year here. I was an au pair. I had no money. And it was on like a 3-hour walking tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the tour. Coming back to like, why is it male dominated? Why do you think that is?
I mean, I think that France has a particularly patriarchal history. And I think that the revolution in 1789 was actually pretty bad news for women in France. Mm-hmm. So under Napoleon, women actually would see their freedoms more and more restricted.
Wow.
Going way, 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 way back and history as well, we have something called Salic Law, and that basically meant that women, under Salic Law, women could not inherit the throne.
Wow.
or any land. And just comparing that to the UK where I'm from, you know, we did allow women to rule the country in certain cases. And those monarchs, I would argue, are the best loved monarchs of British history. Elizabeth I, Victoria, Queen Victoria, and then obviously the late Elizabeth II, a very popular monarch. Whereas compare that to France, who never actually had any women officially rule the country, although they did allow women to rule in the place of their husbands, if their husbands died prematurely and their sons were still too young. It's interesting. I was actually talking about this. I was talking about this quite recently. And in France, those women who did get that opportunity to rule as queen regents, they were all foreign women. And I think that contributed to their negative reputations in France.
Yeah, they weren't French, you know. They didn't want these foreigners ruling.
Because they didn't let their own women rule, that's why.
They weren't well-liked by the local women either.
Yeah.
So you were giving tours to this other company, and then you're like, wait a minute, I'm not talking about women. I want to bring more attention to, you know, females in French history. So just like that, you're like, I'm going to start my own thing? Or how did this develop into Women of Paris Tours?
Yeah, so initially I had this idea just to write one tour that was, you know, all about the different women of the city, setting the record straight in some cases. So part of that tour was to try to rehabilitate the reputations of certain women who have been so badly demonized in the past, like Marie Antoinette, for example. And then also talk about other women who were really important and interesting, like Marie Curie. And this was just like one tour, which was just really long, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And I was like trying to do the impossible of fitting like thousands of years of history into one experience. So then the idea got bigger and I thought, well, actually, yeah, it's fairer to these women if we make this bigger and we have different tours exploring different themes. Yeah. So the idea is, you know, all of these tours focus on women's contributions, women's stories that have been previously overlooked or sort of overshadowed.
I love that. And every week I speak with Claudine Hemingway and we talk about French history. And when we started the podcast, we just only talked about women in French history because same thing. We felt like they weren't getting any attention, like especially some of these artists that no one really knew about just because they were women. So I'm so happy that there's like a real tour, like walking around the city, seeing this stuff in person too. And talk about some of the different tours you've developed now. I was reading about the Drama Queen one. That sounds so fun. Like, tell us some of the different ones now.
Yeah, so our Drama Queens one is a lot of fun. Unfortunately, it's our least popular tour, so it doesn't sell that well. And I think, I don't really know exactly why that is, but perhaps people just don't know a lot of the women that we feature on that tour. The idea is that it's women who've been on the stage or behind the camera or in some way in the entertainment world. And I found that, you know, there were actually tours that explored the women of Paris, but through in a kind of very sexualized light. So, you know, the courtesans, the women of the Moulin Rouge, you know, this kind of like sexy Parisian woman. So I guess my tour was designed to be a sort of antidote to that. And we talk about like Alice Guy Blachet, for example, who was this incredible filmmaker and real pioneer of early film here in France. I mean, her story is absolutely incredible and incredibly frustrating because she was totally forgotten about by the end of her life. And films that she had made had been wrongly credited to either her husband or her male assistants. So yeah, her story is relatively new in the sense of like, it's only kind of being rediscovered. It's been rediscovered in the past 10 years or so. And I just think that she really deserves her place in that tour. There's a tour that explores women writers. And this was also really a response to the fact that you could take loads of literary tours of Paris all around Saint-Germain-des-Prés, which is kind of like the literary heart of the city where a lot of writers hung out, particularly in the early 20th century. And, you know, they were all focusing on the male writers. So like Hemingway and James Joyce and F. Scott Fitzgerald. And actually, so many women lived there as well and worked there. And so many of these writers were being overlooked. But so that tour explores these women, their lives, and which were often very scandalous. And then also how they helped to really advance the women's liberation movement here in France. Some of our tours involved tastings as well, which was something I decided to include on that writer's tour just because it's in Saint-Germain-des-Prés and there's so many nice places to go and eat food. Yeah. And so that was kind of the idea was like, oh, we can't just keep walking by this shop that invented the caramel beurre salé. So like we have to go in on the way.
I think that's a great idea. You should not skip that part of the tour.
Yeah.
And so you've developed all these different tours. Like, talk a little bit about what goes into that. Like, how do you find your history? Where do you get your information? And how do you develop where you're going to walk? Talk about everything that goes into it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a lot of reading. For the first tour, I just got like a membership at the American Library in Paris and got stuck into a lot of different books. And then it's just a lot of like exploration of the streets. And there are various websites that amazingly will tell you exactly, you know, who lived here, at what time. You know, there's a website where you can find newspaper articles from pretty much like any decade of the 20th century. And I think even further back as well in the 19th century. Then, yeah, there's a fair amount of information out there about certain individuals. I mean, like Marie Antoinette, for example, or Catherine de Medici, incredibly famous people, and a lot of people have written about them. The important thing for me was to try to find that like revisionist history so that, you know, I could access information about them that had been written recently and takes into account how their reputations are now being reformed, so to speak. And then there's other figures who it was really hard to find information on.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to dig.
And that's certainly the case for one of the writers on the Sugar and Spice and Women Who Write tour. There's a woman called Marie Scondé, who was like a French African writer. And there's just such little information about her compared to a lot of like the other women who are obviously white.
Yeah. You find that you have a lot of men taking your tours too, or is it a mixture of men and women, just women?
So I'm going to answer your first question first. Do I have a lot of men? No. It's mostly women. However, we do get men. And from time to time, it's quite rare, we'll have men coming on their own, you know, without like being part of a couple. You know, I'm coming with my girlfriend, I'm coming with my wife or with my sister. Like very occasionally, yeah, we do get like the sort of brave young man or old man coming along all on his own. But I would say, I mean, I actually don't know the real statistic in terms of the breakdown, but I would say it's about 85% women.
Yeah. And men, you are welcome too. I mean,
yes. And I do get that question so much. Are men allowed on these tours? And I kind of want to like scream the answer, like, yes, of course they are. I encourage men to come, more men, less, please. Like we really want men on these tours.
Please go. And surprise your girlfriend by booking it, you know?
Exactly.
And I want to know one of your favorite stories from history, from female history in France. Do you have a favorite character, a favorite story you want to share?
Yeah, that's, I was thinking about this actually. So a favorite, it's hard because it changes a lot. Like it depends, you know, what I'm working on at the time. And so we're going to hopefully launch a new tour in the next couple of months about women of Montmartre. And I don't know if you've heard of her, but Suzanne Valadon. An artist.
I live in Montmartre, so I read the book all about her. And she's one of these women that was forgotten.
Renoir's Dancer, is that the book you've read?
Yes, it was such a good book.
It's a great book. At the moment, so I've just been reading a lot about her, and I just find her such a free spirit and such a gregarious woman. You know, she didn't allow her life to be sort of dictated by anyone else. And she was, yeah, I feel very much her own person. Also, you know, an incredibly talented artist with such a raw talent as well, because she never really received any formal training.
Yeah, I mean, back then all those women just were muses following around the male artists, just learning on their own.
Exactly, that she totally goes against that idea of like the woman, the kind of quiet, silent female muse. You know, if anything, she was inspired by the men in her life to paint, and you know, they kind of became muses for her in some ways.
Yeah, I'm excited for that tour. I live in Montmartre, so I'm obsessed with this area. I met my husband here. I live here. So let me know when the tour happens. I'll be signing up for that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's just such a treasure trove, Montmartre. And there's so many different types of women who live there and who are associated with the area. So it's not just like artists, but you've also got all the revolutionaries, Louise Michel. You've got, you know, like... the first trans woman as well, who performed at Madame Arthur's. So Coccinelle was her name.
Oh, yeah. There's so many. Like, I can't even keep track of everybody, too. So many fascinating characters, especially in this area. It was just such a party, crazy place that a lot of people could just let their freak flag fly.
Yeah, that's nice. Nice way of putting it.
How have your tours evolved over time?
They have gotten shorter. I mentioned before, like the first ever Women of Paris tour, that was like 4.5 hours long. And that's just way too long. Like nobody can actually concentrate for that long. And then, you know, in the winter, nobody wants to be outside for that length of time. But, you know, the idea now is having like different tours and different themes. So you can take like a number of different tours. But yeah, they've got shorter. They're now only like about 2 hours long. They have, I guess, just changed with the times because I've been running these for a good few years now, like since 2016 or so. And there have been quite a lot of changes for women since that time. So I'll just tell you one specific example, the Sugar and Spice and Women Who Write tour. We talk about abortion rights in France and how that was won, and various women's involvement in that campaign. And, you know, it's interesting now to talk about that in light of what's happened in America with the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
Sure.
And also in light of what's actually happened in France with the motion to enshrine a woman's right to an abortion in the constitution.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, I've had people who've been on the tour more recently who've been very emotional at the end of the tour, who, you know, have told me that their mothers were fighting for abortion rights in the States, and now that's obviously been taken away in some places. So it is interesting to see how, you know, those changes have obviously impacted the tours and how we tell these stories.
Yeah, you can bring the history of the past to what's happening today, and it's all full circle. As they say, history repeats itself. And in your opinion, why is it important to learn about French female history? Why do you want to share with that with the masses?
I mean, I think it's important to learn about women's history in general. I think it's important to learn about, you know, women who have contributed to our world and the world we live in today. I think for a long time in France, there was this understanding that women didn't actually contribute creatively. And that's one thing that we talk about. Yeah, I mean, I think, like I said before, the French do have a pretty patriarchal history. Women were kept out of a lot of spaces, the public sphere in general. But that doesn't mean that they don't actually, that they didn't actually have a role to play in that. Yeah, I mean, I just think it's important for the future generation as well to see various role models, to know how various rights were won, and often, you know, they were earned by women's struggles. And I think it's important for us not to get complacent as well. Just going back to what we talked about with the abortion rights, it's easy for us to think that in 2023, you know, we've come so far, women have progressed and are represented in like various different fields and in politics, but actually, you know, there's still huge lack of representation in so many areas. I was just listening to a podcast about AI this morning, for example, and a lot of people developing that technology, which is, you know, undoubtedly going to be huge over the next few years. There's really very little representation of women and people of color in that field. So, you know, how is that going to shape our world?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little scary. I mean, it always feels like one step forward, two steps back in some ways, you know?
Yeah. No, totally. It's
getting there slowly.
Straighting.
Yeah, but I think it's very important about what you said is to like learn about where these rights came from, learn about these women that changed the world for us, because how can we appreciate what we have if we don't know where we came from and what we didn't have? So I love that you're bringing attention to all that. It's so important. And where can people connect with you online and check out your tours and sign up?
So we are on Instagram. We're probably the most vocal on Instagram. So you can follow along and we'll post like weekly stories about various different women. The idea is to sort of inform and educate in a fun, engaging way. Trying to get more into reels as well, although slowly does it.
Yeah.
So that's just Women of Paris. And then there's also our Facebook page, which is Women of Paris Walk. And then there's the website, womenofparis.fr. Going to have like a little website makeover soon, which is going to be exciting.
Exciting.
Yeah. And we're also on the Paris Pass. But I don't know if your listeners will be users of the Paris Pass. It's very much a tourist thing, but you can come to Paris, get this pass, and then it gives you access to like various different attractions and tours. And
very cool. That's huge that you're on the Paris Pass. So many of my customers buy that. So that's really cool that you're on there. I'll have to let people know, check out the Women of Paris tours with their parents.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we'll share all of that in the show notes so people can click and connect. And thank you so much, Heidi, for sharing everything with us today.
Can I just, sorry, Crystal, I didn't mention this before, but can I talk about a tour that we're going to launch very soon?
Sure. So just
will you be able to
3 seconds and then go ahead.
So we're soon to be launching a tour called Liberté, Égalité, Marché. And this tour will take place in the Marché d'Aligre, which is in the 12th arrondissement. It's the oldest food market in Paris. So the tour will include various tastings around the market where we will visit places run by women, hear about them, their, you know, lives in the market, learn about their food. And then also we learn about women's role in the revolution, because it was at this market back in 1789 that women began a protest, which then turned into a march, which then resulted in the arrest of the king and queen at Versailles and the start of the French Revolution.
Oh, that's a lot. That's a really cool new tour. I love that. When are we launching again? Can people join that?
Yeah, so we will be launching hopefully next week. So that will be bookable as of like May. So yeah, for the summer.
Wow, that's huge. So cool. I'm excited for that one too. I love it. You're just combining all kinds of fun things. And thank you so much, Heidi, for chatting with me today. And I can't wait to share everything in the show notes so people can connect and book your tours. And I can't wait to see what you'll do next.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning in to La Vie Creative. You can find more information on missparisphoto.com. And if you enjoyed this show, please feel free to share and spread the word for all my creative guests. We have the power to help them to keep doing what they love. See you next time.